Hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro, okay?
That is so half-assed. Anyways. Way to kick off the second era or whatever you called it. Yeah. The second epoch or something.
Epoch? Yeah. Those little guys on Return of the Jedi?
Yeah. Yeah, way to kick the second epoch. Or Ewok or whatever.
He had it coming.
So this is show Epoch 2 or Ewok 2, whichever way you want to go with it. Neither of which really means anything. Warren said something about this was the second era of limited appeal or something.
That's
I don't know why he determined that. But so Epoch is kind of like era or some shit like that. So
that was
good enough, I guess.
That was so boring. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it preps them for the rest of the show nicely.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like foreshadowing. If you hated this, you just wait.
Okay, here we go. First topic of our second era.
Okay, then. This is quite the event.
It's a brand new segment.
Okay.
It's called Urban Legend. Ooh. And it's where we make up an urban legend.
Nice.
Okay. Did you know that 99% of shark attacks on humans are on people that are either having their period or have hemorrhoids that are inflamed?
You're totally full of fucking shit.
No, 99%. The other 1% is they think they're a seal or something.
The person thinks they're a seal?
No, the shark.
It's a dude in the water going...
Oh, that's a dead giveaway. You have no chance once you're doing that.
So it's probably, like, insane people.
Yes.
And... people that
so
are
if
having
you're
their period or
with hemorrhoids and having a period, does that
then
mean
you're totally
dead?
Fucked.
Well, yeah. You're
you have
still
many
on,
times
you're still
many
in
times
the category
the
there, yeah.
That's total
well,
horseshit.
Yeah, I think that's horseshit.
Well, it's true.
It's a true urban legend that you just made up.
Well, that's how urban legends are. You can't say, oh, well, this is false, but here it is, because the whole point of an urban legend is people actually believe it.
Yeah.
No.
But the other part of it is that most of the time, you know, when urban legends get spread around, there's one asshole who thinks that it's real, which is you, and then there's other guys that are reasonable, like Luke and I, who say, that's a bunch of shit.
I've changed
Even
my mind.
Even in this case, he knows it's fucking false, because he just made it up.
I think the point of an urban legend is that it doesn't even matter whether you think it's true or false. The point is, when you go into the water and you have hemorrhoids, you're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't go in too deep. Just in case it's true.
Well.
Okay, so first of all, there's a number of things that are troubling about that statement. Well, first of all, if you have hemorrhoids, if they're fucking bleeding all the time, you need to go to the hospital instead of going for a surgery. All right? If you're fucking bleeding enough for a shark to come and attack you, you should not be going for a swim.
Well, and actually, in that case, maybe it will attract the sharks. I don't know. That's a horrible condition you got going on there. I'll tell you what, though. Next time I'm having my period, I'll keep this in mind.
Exactly. Then it worked.
Then it worked. All right, this is our mail segment. It's called Punch Us in the Mail Sack.
Ow! We got some mailbag mail. Mail.
Mail sack.
Punch Mac.
Punch Mac?
Punch Mac?
What are you talking about?
We got some Punch Mac.
So we got some mail.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Read it.
Okay, it's from Haas. He or she says, what's up,
you... She?
Look, we know it's a fucking guy. Just read it.
What's up, you crazy sons of motherless goats? Which, actually, that's
again,
not
with
true.
The goats.
Yeah?
Anyway, go on.
A buddy told me about your podcast, so I had to check it out, and boy, howdy, am I ever glad I did. Wow. He didn't say wow. That was my comment.
Did he say he didn't say wow?
Or was no, that was also comment? Mine, as is the part that I'm saying right now. Hmm. When I say pazam, that will be the start of what he will start saying.
But you already said pazam.
Well, the next time I say it. This is tough to read. Pazam.
It's a long fucking letter.
I just love the random lunacy and idiotic comments. Hey. You didn't say hey. Oh, shit.
Did you say
you
hey?
Suck. Okay, just it's read just, the fucking thing.
It's just like hanging out with my real life friend. Friends. Yeah, I bet if I didn't put the dots, it would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has a topic for us to discuss. Maybe we'll do that later in the show. So we'll keep that
read
one a
that
secret.
Bit or no? Oh, okay.
I think we'll keep that part a secret. I'll just read what he said after. Until next time, consider me part of the Limited Appeal fan club. Your fan club needs a clever name, though. You can discuss that, too. I mean, it would be nice if all seven of us has a common banner to unite under. Keep up the jackassery. Sincerely, Haas.
Thanks, Haas.
All right. Very nice.
We need a name for
very
the fan club.
Very nice reading of it as well, there.
Well, thank
that
you.
That was the
thank
fucking
you.
Worst shit I've ever heard.
I think seven's a bit of an overestimate for a fan club.
Yeah.
Clearly. But maybe the whole email is very complimentary, so maybe he was just exaggerating to kind of stroke our egos.
Well, I guess he knows that we've been sent egos. A couple of other emails, so maybe he's assuming that those people are fans, but that probably is a totally unfounded assumption, but...
Anyway, if you want to participate in our Punches in the Mail Sack segment, send us email at massman.shit.
What sort of reality show that doesn't currently exist would you like on a channel near you? That comes from Haas.
Well, they had one, didn't they have one called The Biggest Loser or something that was like for people losing weight?
Yes. And
so maybe they could just have The Biggest Loser, but like in the sense of just being a regular loser, you know.
It's going to be about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd be champions at that. How about a superhero deathmatch? Put up, you know, you find a superhero and put him up against a shit-throwing gorilla.
Hey!
To the death.
Now that's a good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
But that's the gold seal test of superhero-dom, is if you can beat just a really angry, nasty gorilla throwing shit.
That's true.
At least that's what we seem to have come up with. And it seems to work pretty well.
Yeah.
They could televise that shit. It would be good.
You could just televise a shit-throwing gorilla by himself. I think that would be good.
That would be a good
better
reality
than most
show.
Of what's on TV.
Shit gorilla.
Yeah.
Angry gorilla.
Yeah. Throw shit at the camera. Be fucking hilarious.
It could be Coco's bad day or something. Coco decides to quit signing stuff and just start throwing shit around. Maybe attacking her handlers or something. I don't know. All right, so this topic is kind of a real fucking dud, yeah. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Thanks, Haas.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you suck.
It couldn't be us.
We only have
be...
six fans now.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I think that I think it was a good topic. I think we fucked it up. But I don't know. You know, maybe we just weren't on or something.
You just want to... You're selling out.
But that's the point. I mean, he should have expected...
What do you mean I'm selling out?
You're selling out to the fans. What about the art? You make me sick.
What am I getting out of this? If I've sold out, doesn't that mean that I should get something?
Well, I guess you're trying to keep a fan, aren't you? At the expense of our dignity.
I don't think we have any dignity.
Yeah.
At the expense of negative dignity.
What's negative dignity? Is that
I really don't know.
This guy's making even less sense than normal.
Welcome to the end of our show.
I hope you've...
It's quite the transition.
I hope you're enjoying it ending as much as we are.
Goodbye, little Ewoks.
Yeah. Wow. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. Website is www.limitedappeal.net. Email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net. And, yeah, in case you're expecting something,
yeesh,
this is what you get.
It's terrible.
Indeed, indeed.
Wow.